you don't mind.
Not your much,
yes.
Telekinesis. You may have a head.
How's that? The lollipop.
How's that?
Ready for show two?
Right.
Woohoo. Okay, same rules. Signature tune in. Not for now, it's fiction. How the burger's going?
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Nicholton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Wolverhampton, the Midlands town associated with many great names from the past. I'm going to say that again. You join us this week in Wolverhampton, shut up. You join us this
week. That was its original name.
You join us this week in Wolverhampton, the Midlands town associated with many great names from the past. In the Middle Ages, it's recorded that William Shaw, the town dog whipper, was paid 6 shillings a year to expel dogs from St. John's Church by gripping them with wooden tongs and whipping them ferociously. He held the post for nearly 20 years until his enthusiasm for the task got the better of him when he attacked a group of golden Labradors and was subsequently banned from conducting all future tours for the blind. Jeremiah Chubb, one of the world's most famous locksmiths, came here to set up business as a key cutter and shoe repairer in 1817. Recent renovation work to his premises revealed an original receipt for reselling a pair of workmen's boots. Following carbon dating analysis of the faded document, the city archivist can provide scientific evidence that the boots will be ready next Thursday. The town became well known for the fine houses built by its merchants. One of these, Molyneux Grange, was the original headquarters of Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club and became the subject of national interest in 1889 when thieves broke into the trophy room and made off with the carpet. John Iron, the man of Wilkinson, built the first iron furnace here in 1767. So keen was he on iron that he built bridges, railways, houses and ships from it. Parish records reveal that at his funeral, Wilkinson was even laid to rest in a coffin made from 6-inch thick iron plate, and that it took nearly 8 weeks to cremate him. In December 1880, great honour was brought to the town when Queen Victoria came to Wolverhampton to decorate the mayor, Sir Henry Fowler, in the main square. Although the practice stopped the following year when the council bought a Christmas tree. Another famous local name is that of one Another famous local name is that of one Button. Another famous local name is that of one Button Gwinnett, who travelled to America, later adding his signature to the Declaration of Independence. As a result, he was thrown out of the Washington Museum and put on the first plane. But there's more to Wolverhampton today than just these dimly remembered characters from the past. Let's meet four more. Now on my left, Graham Garvin and Barry Cry. Tim Brooke Taylor. A big welcome to the lady who's been my right hand on so many occasions. I'd like to score Samantha. Yeah. What gender is it? We cook out the cookbook.
It's what? What gender is what?
I thought you'd given birth. We cook this week with a game called Worst Things to Hear, and it's all about those little phrases you might inadvertently overhear and immediately wish you hadn't. One that instantly springs to mind is, and now an extended edition of You and Yours. This week the subject is medical treatment, so your suggestions for these teams are things you really wouldn't want to overhear while undergoing surgery. Tony, will you start, please?
I know the car keys are in there somewhere, just have a good rummage. Morning, everyone.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
I'm starving. Do you think you'd miss a kidney? Well, this is the first time I've found Tim Brooke Taylor funny.
Never think of looking for the jewels in here.
Scissors, incisors, scalpel, Radio Times, Travel Scrabble, Passport, Lilo, etc.
Please don't make me laugh, this is very sharp.
Is this one circumcision or castration?
Did anyone bring the fava beans and Chianti?
That shouldn't come off, should it?
Anesthetic. I knew we'd forgotten something.
His hands come off in mine.
No, I definitely said prick his boil.
No, nurse, I said tuck him up.
No wonder they call you Shaking Stevens.
Ah, oh, Doctor, I believe you know Damien Hirst. Now, we are a perfect 36 double D as requested, though God knows how he's going to get his trousers on.
Is that the time? Okay, we'll do half today, half tomorrow.
Come back with that, Rex. Bad dog. Come on.
No, he's not pleased to see us. That's just where I left the Swiss roll.
Well, if he survives, he'll sue us.
Stitch him up, but I've only ever stitched a Mother's Day card before.
Well, it's time now for the teams. It's time now for the teams to sing along with some favourite records in the round called Pick Up Song. As is customary, Samantha spent some time down in the gramophone library earlier, fetching the hit singles she's chosen. She's become quite friendly with the two elderly archivists, Jack and Arthur. They're recently gone. Not there. They've recently gone part time, so Samantha's come to a working arrangement. She does the paperwork, Arthur gets her 45s out, Jack's off all afternoon.
Ha ha ha!
poised at the turntable and ready to spin the discs. You should sing along teams until at my signal Samantha turns the volume down. If when the music returns your will and that's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean prizes. Well, what do you expect from a BBC show? What do points mean?
Prizes!
You were meant to say mean prizes, you stupid.
You tell them up.
The winner of this week's prize will be the envy of every keen lepidopterist who worries about his pet's personal hygiene. It's this bottle of Listerine mouthwash. Right, we'll start with you, Graham. Would you please accompany Big D Owen singing Swinging on a Star?
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
You now, Tim, will you please accompany Kylie Minogue singing your recent smash hit, Can't Get You Out of My Head?
Singing, 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 singing
charade.
You're no Jeremy Hardy, I'm
sorry. Let's move on swiftly to sound charades. This is a specially adapted wireless version of the TV classic Give Us a Clue, where panelists would mime the titles of books, songs or films. The master of the genre was undoubtedly Lionel Blair, who at the height of his powers could mime out a double bill of film titles in record time. No one will ever forget his stunning performance when he managed to knock off The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and The Godfather 2 in under 30 seconds. Tim and Tony, your thought please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the metapixel magic of the widescreen laser display. And for the listener at home, here's the mystery voice. Right, you're guessing this one. You're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, Tim and Tony.
It's a film, and there are two words, and it goes something like this. Hi there, welcome to the One-Armed Golfers Convention, and your name is?
Graham Ippy.
Well, welcome, Mr. Ippy, are you here with your wife?
Yes, I am, unfortunately, for the plot. She's upstairs in the bedroom having a cigarette, carelessly near the gas pipe.
Wait a minute, is this her coming through the door, Mr. Ippy?
Yes, but she's not really looking herself.
She's looking rather ashen-faced, Mr. Ippy. What's her Christian name, by the way?
Oh, I never have to refer to her by that. Not when she's burning.
You won't get this.
What on earth could Mr. Ippy's wife know if you go? We didn't. We never found out her Christian name, but I suppose her title.
Well, she could be
Mrs.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Ippy.
Mrs. Ippy.
Mrs. Ippy.
Time's up.
Is it Some Like It Hot?
Two words?
Oh, same to you.
Now, Mrs.
It can't be Mrs. Ippy's burning, surely.
No.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Oh. I'll never get that.
It's a film.
Yeah.
It's two words. And it's called Uno.
So close.
Right, here it is. Garçon! 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 Waiter.
We miss you.
My muscles are a funny colour.
I didn't like to say anything, monsieur. How is your meal?
But no, these muscles, they're... Aren't they supposed to be poached in white wine?
No, monsieur, we always poach them in red wine or rouge, as we say here in the land of moule. Any other complaints, titface? We're closed.
In case that bombs, try two more titles.
They
Let's try
guessed.
Two more titles.
They haven't guessed the last one yet.
It's clearly said in France, Paris, Texas, isn't it?
Damn!
I was going to say Moulin Rouge.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
Brilliantly done. Brilliantly. Didn't understand a word. Are we going to do another one then, huh?
Yes, because it says here, in case that bombs, try two more titles. So we're going to try two more titles. Challenge from Barry. Repetition, I know. Here's a further title going up for you, Jim and Tony, and here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
So this is a song, and it's got 8 words, a title,
in the whole song.
It would take too long to act out the whole song, so we're just doing the title by way of briefing. It's not a word. Anyway, let's kick off.
Shall we?
All right, here we go.
Cool.
No. Oh, cool.
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 Cool. Mud spattered on it.
Could be. Difficult to tell, but certainly not big, is it? It's small. Cool.
What colour would you say?
Well, ochre?
Yeah, something like that. It's not beige, is it?
No, no, it's not. It's
or mustard?
It could be. Yeah. Could be. Do you reckon she's worn that before?
No. I think the first time today.
First time today, I reckon. Yeah, I was watching her earlier. She didn't want to come out of the sea, you know.
Sorry, I didn't realise we were doing an extended version. Or an EP, as we used to call it.
By the beard of Brian Hyland, I'd no idea.
8 words.
8 words.
A little, isn't it?
Well, or synonym of.
Hey, little hen, when?
When?
How would you lay me?
That's
all,
right.
All things bright and beautiful now. Little.
Itsy bitsy titsy. Yeah.
Teeny weeny.
Teeny weeny.
Hello. Talk about the teeny. Ah! It was on the tip of my tongue. Well.
It's pretty loud. If that bombs.
Do 3 more.
Right.
Goes on like this, we'll have to leave the building.
Right.
I was just having a kid. Right, a final title has been displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
There's no new rule about no Scotsman being allowed.
No, there isn't.
Oh.
It's a film.
Film?
Yes. Needn't worry about how many words it is. You'll soon get it.
And a book.
It is. Hamish. D. A.
I. You fancy a trip to the pictures, eh?
Aye. Yes, the new film at the Kinema or the Glens. Eh?
Aye. Sounds a real mystery, eh?
Aye. A total puzzle, eh?
Nothing short of a conundrum, eh?
Aye. A right dribble, eh?
Aye.
He's having
it. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, this is extraordinarily difficult. Not least because you've said the title 12 times.
The clue's in there.
Clue's in there.
Clue's in there.
What do you think, Tim?
Is it the A1?
No.
The well-known film and book.
Yeah. If you can travel round Ireland with a fridge, you can go up to the film on the A1. Is it AI?
AI. That'll be AI.
No.
That's
no.
misleading, was it?
Oh. Yeah. That was the red herring.
All
right. I didn't listen to the rest of it. We were banking on that. Yeah. Can you do it again?
By all means.
Mystery to work on. We don't have
any. You didn't tell us how many words.
Oh, no, we were
very mean.
Try one.
Try one word.
One word. Sorry about that.
One.
Right.
That narrows it down.
Casablanca. I give up.
No. What about Tony then?
He gave up years ago.
Mystery.
Mystery, riddle,
puzzle,
conundrum,
enigma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like towing the Queen Mary through a sea of Mars bars.
Only you would know, huh?
Well, we have an old favourite now called Word for Word. And I've just two words to say to our audience in preparation for this game. Sleep tight. The game is played by two members of each team exchanging a random series of words which must have no discernible connection in any possible context. So if the word conservative and government were followed by this and century, that would be perfectly acceptable. If the opposing team think that they've spotted a connection, they should challenge to take over play. Tim and Tony, will you start exchanging words now, please? And Barry and Graham, you should buzz in if you detect a connection. Off you go, Tim and Tony.
Goat. Culmination. Laptop. Filibuster.
Rocket.
Michaelmas.
Dromedary.
Challenge from Barry.
We all know that lovely story of the Michaelmas dromedary, sure. We told our children.
I think you'll find they were camels.
I know them.
I'm sure they were children.
Carry on a bit longer, Tim.
Formica.
Porridge.
Crop.
Docket. Graham.
Oh, the porridge crop. Scotland. Celebrated every Michaelmas. About the Michaelmas dromedary leaves a full bowl of porridge under the leaves in the garden for the children to find.
And they think it's porridge.
They try to pick it up with a fork. It goes off for hours.
Okay, Graham.
What?
Okay, Graham, carry on then.
Remember the last time he coughed like that? Do you remember? Do you remember? Elsie had just been round. Oh dear. No, keep smiling. Let's play a game to take his mind off it.
Should Barry be doing all the work?
Trumpet.
Plinth.
Aardvark.
Oh, Tim.
Oh.
That wonderful statue of Humphrey Littleton with his trumpet on a plinth. I've got one in my... Everybody should have one for Michaelmas. Humphrey on his trumpet. Miles.
On his trumpet?
On his trumpet.
He's got his trumpet, but he's on his strumpet. It's a collector's edition. I've got five. Blimey, mate, you must have a cluster. No.
Keep digging.
Where does the aardvark come in?
Same place as everyone else.
With Mrs. Aardvark, followed by the brother.
All right, carry on, Jim.
They can be quite dangerous, can't they?
Hypotenuse.
Kilter.
Custard.
Graham.
Picture a triangle.
Yes.
You see the hypotenuse?
Yes.
A bit out of kilter, isn't it?
No. Go on, then, Graham.
Smash. Gimbal.
I was at school with Smash Gimbal.
Smash Gimbal Major.
You promised him you'd never break that up.
Okay, Tony.
There's no words left, are there? Seat.
Log.
Well, need I spell it out?
L-O-G.
Oh, log, sorry.
That picture of you and Smash Gimbal on the log seat in the old school days.
It's only a rumour.
With the aardvark.
With the aardvark.
Go on, Barry.
Porridge.
Oh, it's me.
No, it's not. Go on, I didn't.
Egg. Crowbar.
Donkey.
Fellowship.
Marmoset.
Hat.
Court. Graham.
Humph is wearing a rather fetching marmoset hat.
That's true, that's true. It's lovely.
It fits him quite well. No, it was made for a marmoset.
Hum said, I'm going to Wolverhampton, and they said, where the fox at?
Do you do requests like, leave the stage?
Any more alarms set up by mistake?
It's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. From the accumulated power in the listener reaction matchbox, that we received just under two letters this week. And it comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Dear Mr. Cryer, congratulations on finally getting the recognition you deserve. I was delighted to see in the honours list that you've been awarded an oboe. Perhaps learning a wind instrument would take your mind off the disappointment of coming second in Rear of the Year. Yours faithfully, Mrs. Trellis. Oh, and there's a PS. Why not end at Arse of the Month instead?
Graham's got a crib.
What?
This week. This week we'll be playing the special Grand Prix version of Mornington Crescent, pioneered by H.W.M. Sterling, one of the greatest exponents of the speed game. As you'd expect, pit stops are mandatory, but don't forget the speed limit once you've crossed the... As you'd expect, pit stops are mandatory, but don't forget the speed limit once you've crossed the white line. There'll be one warm-up lap before the red lights go out, when overtaking is not permitted. Got that? Okay, Tim, will you start, please?
The Strand.
Tottenham Court Road.
Can I just say, it's not very fair that I have to go third, given that I finished on the first on the grid yesterday. but whatever.
We still can't overtake, can we?
No. Farringdon Road. Acton Central.
Gunsbury Good. Park.
Good Street.
Oh, you can't have that, can you?
Well, I think the
speed... You could.
The speed limit, I should.
Yeah, you would have. It's going over the white lines. She's only had one.
What's any
poor old Barry? Did that come out of the Pratchett's lap? No, it didn't.
He's usually had three or four by now.
Is he? Are you accepting it?
I'm accepting.
Adjudication, Humph.
Well, I'm just wondering what having acne has got to do with it. Yes.
That's a spot prize.
I agree.
In that case, if he's going to do that, I've got no choice but to hit him with Waterloo Bridge.
Very good.
It's nice to have a knowledgeable audience.
Waterloo Bridge.
You're on wet tyres, are you?
Slicks.
Slicks? Oh, well, slicks. Arsenal. Oh, good. Yeah.
Well, you crafted
that. Don't I?
Depends on what he does now.
No, you're all right.
I don't.
You are?
Yeah, we've got it made.
No, just ducks in a row.
Thank you.
I'm hearing voices. Regent Street.
There you are.
Not going to have a pit stop, man.
Yep.
Compulsory.
Pit stop.
Mm.
Stop.
In that case, Lancaster Gate.
Oh.
Well, I'm playing a blinder, I have to say.
You are. No, you're playing it blind.
Blind corner, anyway.
Belsize Park.
Garrick Street.
Oh. Uxbridge Road.
Lancaster Gate.
Oh.
Ealing. Formula One, come on.
Drawing a bow at a venture, what?
Yeah.
I'm out of the pits.
Yeah. Yeah, cheer up.
So identified with them, I'm identified, you know. He's the pits, they say.
Who's the most...
Watling Street. Watling Street.
Oh, no.
I think... Yes. Mornings and Crescent. Yes.
Two very good moves.
Solid points.
You'll be able to read about it in tomorrow's paper.
I think that was one of the...
I thought it was shabby myself, the tactics, so... I'm sorry, I have to say.
Overall, I thought it was one of the best rounds we've had.
Has Tony been taken aside and weighed?
We come now to our handy hint spot, when the teams attempt to answer household problems submitted by our listeners. But first we have to make a few corrections and clarifications to the answers supplied in the last edition of Handy Hints. When we said that a pair of sugar tongs may be used to pull fur balls from a cat, I should have pointed out that these are in the cat's throat. Having recommended that bats be oiled in the winter to prevent them cracking, we have to apologise to the Suffolk listener who's been prosecuted for mistreating a loft full of pigs' germs. Finally, it's the problem of the husband's wrinkly socks that's easily cured with a steamer. Okay, teams, here are the week's questions, to each of which there is a genuine homespun solution, which I'll give you. Barry, you can start. How might I make my own facial scrub?
Stick your head out the window while overtaking a gritting lorry.
But the real answer is two tablespoons of honey, 4 tablespoons of cornmeal, and 1 tablespoon of ground almonds.
And then what?
Apply it liberally.
Then stick your head out of a window. Graham, what should you do if you have stubborn grease stains on your work clothes?
You should use a dry cloth to clean the pole before you start dancing. And he doesn't like it.
The genuine answer is add a bottle of Coke with detergent. It'll help loosen the grease.
Gosh, this is very interesting.
Tony, here's one for you. What's a good way to avoid crying when cutting an onion?
Don't do it immediately after your pony's just died.
The genuine answer is either place a small piece of bread under your top lip or plug in a portable fan and turn it on high. It'll help blow the fumes from your eyes. Tim, one for you. What's a good way of deterring weevils from getting at your flower?
Get yourself some brass monkeys, then you'll hear no weevils, see no weevils. That's quite a nice answer, isn't it?
Another good way is if you put the flower at the back of your cupboard so it's not approachable from that direction. You know, you get two egg boxes, sellotape them together, you get the picture, making a barrier in front of the flower. Then you sprinkle salt in front on the floor of the cupboard or wherever it is, which is in itself a weevil deterrent. Then it, even better if you grease the egg box. Any weevils,
can I write this down?
I'll check with you later. If any weevils get on the boxes, they'd slide and fall off.
Because that would be the lesser of two weevils.
Yes. It's a handy little tip, I promise you. Two egg boxes, and some grease and some salt.
And you can call our weevil helpline.
I'm not going to
do that. Look at that, it works.
A piece of bread under your lip.
That's very good with us.
BBC.co.sw, you'll find it on the site.
I'm not going to give the genuine answer to that, there isn't time.
What is it?
Oh, you'd like to know, would you?
Yeah.
Out loud.
Mrs. Trelliscroft.
You put a bay leaf in the packet.
Not all. We had the bay leaves in last week.
That's the packet.
Barry, what's the best way to pick up a hake?
Hang around hake bars.
The bag of a fin and tonic.
Oh!
The genuine answer is revolting. By its eyes.
Should you wish to pick up a hake?
Graham, how can you prevent a dog stealing food from kitchen services?
Well, obviously, if you've got a fridge, put the dog in that.
Or if it's a small dog, an egg box would be handy.
Lightly greased.
Lightly greased.
It'd be set upon by weevils.
You know what the genuine answer is?
No, you'd have answered it if you did.
Make a booby trap by tying a... Make a booby trap by tying a chicken carcass to a string of tin cans. The shock of the noise will soon teach itself restraint.
That's a cure for something entirely different, isn't it?
That's a cool. I think egg boxes would be better. What's the best way to wash teddy bears?
At a time when there's no one else around, you might tell people that you've been washing teddy bears.
You're supposed to do it with carpet shampoo. And remember to fluff them up afterwards.
Keep going wrong here.
Tim, what's a good way to stop yourself falling asleep on long car journeys?
Switch off, quote, unquote.
answer is chewing gum. It keeps you awake and alert. Mm.
That was put out by Wrigley's.
Barry, how would you stop a small dog from yapping?
I've never seen a small dog from yapping. Is it Essex?
What have you seen?
Fat lady from barking.
Well, I'll tell you, the answer is hold it up at arm's length and squirt water in its face.
That's true for most of us.
That worked for the fat lady from Barking.
Graham, what's a good way to keep buttons from dropping off?
Well, a banjo duet by the Ugly Sisters. I'd pay money to see that.
Wake up, Martin.
The answer is dab a drop of clear nail polish onto the thread, and this will harden and make it more difficult for the thread to break off.
Get away. Oh. Tony, now, I mean, get away.
And any buttons that do drop off can be caught in your handy egg box.
I'm bringing out your book, 1001 Ways of Using
the World of Egg Box.
Tony, now, what can you do if a male goldfish refuses to mate? I'm going to say that word again, because otherwise that chap will come down. What do you do if a male goldfish refuses to mate?
Wear sexier underwear.
Couldn't be sexier than that.
Couldn't That's play chess with it, could you?
I have to tell you, that's the closest anybody's been to a correct answer.
Excellent.
Because you make him jealous.
Now,
besides... Oh, he goes on. Make an imitation fish out of paper and wriggle it. Where do they get these things from?
Does it
Yeah, you make an imitation fish out of paper and wriggle it in the tank for a while.
Again, make sure nobody else is watching.
Tim, how can you ensure your pet tarantula will be easy to handle?
Hit it with handles.
The answer is pop the spider in the fridge. After a few minutes, its metabolism will begin to slow down.
What will they produce?
Barry, what's a human
tarantula dog? Sorry. I apologise. No. I've dug my grave, I'll hide it.
Barry, what's a humane way to catch a mouse?
Who's throwing mice? I'd do it to be safe if you were holding an egg box.
The answer is that you use a large jar and fill the bottom with broken chocolate.
This is disgusting.
Broken what?
Did you write this?
Man? No, I didn't.
Use a large jar and fill the bottom with broken chocolate.
So believe it. Barry didn't write it. You're laughing.
Large jar and fill the bottom with broken chocolate biscuits. Lena.
Go on.
I can't read this word.
Can you remember what the question was?
How are you?
Lena Ram. Lena Ram.
Oh, sorry. Who was that master trainer?
I remember Lena Ram.
I got a whole staff interpreting these bloody questions. Lena Ram. Lena Ram against the dog.
Doesn't help if you do shout, you know.
You're not foreign.
mouse will be able to climb in, but won't be able why won't it be able to get out? It won't be able to get out.
Won't be fair,
not if the weevils get them first.
Commentary is sticking its head in there.
Now, boys, I'm in this bit.
Look out for the tarantula.
Graham, how could I go? Another 5 pages. How do I go about catching a lot of fleas in one? How could I go about catching a lot of fleas in one go?
You get a rap?
I know this one. You lower yourself very gently, feet first, into a bath full of fleas. And you catch millions.
Actually...
Is that close?
Well, yeah. This is a rather more roundabout way of doing it. Fill a hot water bottle.
With fleas. No, with anti-fleas.
No, you fill a hot water bottle with hot water. You fill a hot water bottle with hot water, which is silly because it's not a hot water bottle. Can you fill it with hot water? Anyway.
Rap.
Fill up. Fill up.
Fetch the egg boxes.
When does this show go out? Fill a hot water bottle with hot water, cover it with a double-sided sticky tape, then drag the... This is stupid. Cover it with double-sided sticky tape and then drag the bottle around the affected area. The fleas will jump onto the bottle and then stuff the tape. Oh, what's the best way to... Oh, Tony, what's the best way to wake a hamster?
Roll over and gently whisper in his ear.
The answer is make soft noises, talk to it gently, and move the cage gently to and fro.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Tim, how can you stop a dog from digging holes in the garden?
Hide its shovel. There's a better answer than that.
There is.
It's throw a sock full of pebbles.
That's how you catch a dog.
Throw a sock full of pebbles from an upstairs window so it lands near the dog. It will associate the unwelcome shock with digging and soon give up. Or a shorter version of that, drop the sock full of pebbles on the dog. Finally, here's one for anyone to ever go at. What useful number them? What useful
Don't pronounce the M, it's easier.
Is it? Yeah.
The therapist's coming this afternoon.
With the egg boxes.
You like the way crack them, love it.
It's a boy and a girl.
Finally, here's one for anyone to have a go at. What useful mnemonic will help you keep rabbits out of your garden?
STB, shoot the bastard.
There's another one, easy to remember. Fertilizer under compost keeps out early rain. I promise you.
I'll tell you.
Or cover it with egg boxes.
The answer is pathetic. It's R-A-B-B-I-T-B-A-N.
Where are
Rosemary, azaleas, bluebells, box, iris, tulips, bay, asters, and nasturtiums. That's the name of the rabbits. Now let's go on. Time now for a musical round called Swanee Kazoo. It seems to mind the soothing lilt of the Swanee whistle with the chirpy rasp of the kazoo. Ah, yes, the Swanee whistle and the kazoo, two instruments that go together like a horse and marriage. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell, who, we're all amazed to hear, was once invited to go on a tour by Otis Redding. I'm sorry. I'll read that again. Piano accompaniment will be provided by... And so we come to the end of our show. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell, who, we're all amazed to hear, was once invited to go on a tour by Otis Redding. We have no idea the famous lift manufacturer held in the open days at their Berkshire factory. Right, the first song is Funiculi Funicula, and it will feature Barry Pryor on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. Lovely Downtown, featuring Tony Hawks on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle. IT expert Samantha tells me she has to nip out to meet a young man who's having problems configuring his new PC. She says he's just called to say his zip is down, his floppy keeps popping out, and he feels he needs more bytes on it. She's away doing that. I'd like the teams to announce the late arrivals of the Society Ball for Computer Buffs, IT experts, and the like. Tim, please.
Seems they've already arrived. All the way from Ireland, the old bites and their daughter and maid. Oh,
will you welcome from India, Chenjin Parsing. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Sir Chenjin.
Mr. and Mrs. Crowsoft Word document. And their son, Mike.
Mr. and Mrs.
Mrs. Rosoft have got you by the short and curlies and their son, Mike.
Small world.
Welcome, please. Mr. and Mrs. Maxis Memory. And their son, Randy Maxis Memory.
Mr. and Mrs. Rallelport. And their father, Pa Rallelport.
Mr. and Mrs. McIntosh and their popular son, Ian, who's always applauded when he leaves. He's known as Clapped Out McIntosh.
Would you welcome, please, Charles Dickens with his new version of Hard Times, now called Hard Drives. Charles Dickens, now known as CD Rewriter. Very good look for him, isn't it?
Shunning the gates and coming in using Windows. Please welcome, all the way from the world of athletics, Sebastian Coe and the Nigerian runner, Nwambe UK, with their two sisters, both called Dot. Dot.co.uk.
In this case, a real Wolverhampton welcome for Terry. That's Mr. and Mrs. Processor's son, and if you're looking for Pa, you'll certainly find it in Tilt.
Oh,
come on, Wolverhampton, you can do better.
But can you?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to have to be very, very good.
And it is Mr. and Mrs. Surf Friendly and their son, Hugh Surf Friendly. Thank you, Wolverhampton, you've been great.
Oh dear, he's out of it over there at the hash table. He's tall, technological, and he's drunk. Known to us all as I Tiddly IT.
Be welcome, please, Lord. Oh no, how do you address an Earl? Wait a minute, an Earl is an address. Oh. Very, very clever. I knew we should have done Birmingham.
Mr. and Mrs. Tinboard and their unpopular son, Bully Tinboard.
And here they are, Mr. and Mrs. Bennett Windows has crashed again.
Meldrew. Hey, don't transceive it.
Mr. and Mrs. Buspace and their son, Cy Buspace.
It's cabaret time.
What's going to happen if my car's arrived?
Not before Sunday. He's got the engine. They've got the Strolling Stones. Singing, I've got my logo working for me now. Rolf Harris with his new instrument, which also dispenses a fizzy drink, which he calls his digitizer.
Quick, bring on the band.
Kenneth Scanner. Now he's the printer of our disc content. That's the end of the cabaret, you've been a wonderful audience. There's thoroughly Modem Millie, with her ram, Rom, and her hen, Cryption. Clean it up yourself. Oh, boot up, golly. So should they name him twice?
They're all the way from EastEnders.com.
Oh, there's that nice waitress Rosie from the Net Cafe. We often have cyber with Rosie.
Do you?
Hot from the BDU clinic.
Oh, dear. We're going to have to stop now because the local PC's waiting.
He's Welsh, isn't he? Die. Optimistic.
Optimistic.
Ognistic.
Barry's just cracked.
He is Welsh.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I thought you were going to interrupt, so I didn't get it.
I'll say diagnostic again if you want.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
it's written very close to the paper.
Daisy Wheel printer.
Daisy Wheel.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the Jersey of time is stumbled right with the comfort of eternity. And the farmer of destiny wonders how his cow got into the washing machine. I notice it's time to say goodbye. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and the fine folk of Wolverhampton, it's goodbye.
Kept you waiting, but we won't for long because there's only two retakes.
Oh. Yeah. Show one and show two. Of the very first series.
And the first one is round one.
Well, I'll take time to warm. Take a bit of time to warm up. Go on then. Which way
round
around?
One.
Round one. Yes. A round one. Well, it's late.
So your
suggestions, please, teams, of things you really wouldn't want to overhear while undergoing surgery.
Wonderful. And then round six.
One mighty
bow. Yes.
One
leap. Oh, this is bad news. It's handy hints.
Best of luck with the leaning ramp.
I'm not going to say ramp again. Did my voice out.
Is it the fleas, bitch?
Say ramp again.
Ramp again. Where's ramp? Do you want it in?
It's in the mice.
Use a large jar and. The real answer is use a large jar and fill the bottom with broken chocolate biscuits. Lean a ramp against the jar, the mouse will be able to climb in but won't be able to get out.
I'd like you to extend a special thank you to our extra special guest for this evening, Mr. Tony Hawks. The shows that you have heard will be broadcast on Radio 4 on Monday, the 12th of November, at 6:30, and then they'll repeat on the Sunday, and then the second one is on the 19th, so don't spill your diaries there. I'm delighted to report that the merchandise is still on sale. This and its little friend there. Lovely, this. It's only for $3.99.
What a stocking filler if ever I saw one. Even if they're still wearing it.
And this is terribly good. I can't recommend this highly enough. Wonderful to see Stubble back in print. Well done, Graham.
Yes. Yeah.
And this also.
I put it down, I couldn't pick it up.
Are the audio tapes still available, John?
They are available, yes.
Is there only one of them, John?
Good question, Tim. No. There's so many more than one. There's, look, there's two and three and
do you
four.
Get one show on each one, John?
No, you don't. You get, there's two tapes in and they're half an hour each. It's two hours of top highlights.
Do you know of an organ cassettery in these parts?
Do they retail at £200 each, John?
No, £9.99.
Oh, change for a tenner, I do not believe it.
Yes. So there we are. And Tim, you have a visitor at the door. He's given his card. He's Paul R. Jones from Cult TV Productions.
Oh, yes, Graham's got a visitor too.
Well, so there you are, Cult TV, and he's interested, Tim, so that's good news.
I think we're going to get an award.
Oh,
we can do that some other time.
Is it the chocolate weevil of Cult TV?
The lobbies are really chocolate, that might be a it's not a misprint either.
Colin, will you lead us out in a bit of a sing-song?